Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. It's Tuesday, and you all know what that means. That means Hockey Talk with Patrick O'Dowd and David Ongar. That's right, folks. You're listening to Chair Shot Radio Tuesday with Patrick O'Dowd and David Ongar, brought to you on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Here's the thing is, I may not always use the Christopher Platt always use your head soundbite, but when I do, it matters more. And I do this as a low-key insider baseball. Congratulations to Mr. Christopher Platt. For those who know why, you know why. For those who don't know, I'll let him tell you in his own time. Anyway, welcome, 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 everyone, to Tuesday's Chair Shot Radio, a little bit of NHL hockey talk. And Dave, we are going to dive right in because we've got lives going on Saturday. I'm going to go see Dune after we finish this recording because you need apparently 7 hours set aside to check out Dune, or 2.5, as it is a quite a lengthy movie. But as I've always said, epic is the key. And you've got some guests coming your way, so we want to make sure that – and it's not even exciting guests. Like, I think that's what's the best part, but at least you're here.
Practical guess. Yes, that's
practical guess. That was my guess last week, as I had people looking at my foundation because nothing says bad like a leaky house. But yeah, right.
Yeah, you've had some issues with that. So,
and the recording studio is in the basement. So like, I need to keep the basement dry. That's an important deal. But today we thought we would spend a little time talking about the first week and a half that was in the NHL and the number of surprising undefeated teams that we're looking at. Because, Dave, I mean, first of all, our two teams are sitting pretty, but a lot of other teams that we would have never imagined are surprising undefeated. Now, there's some teams that have not surprised us, but it's going to be an exciting talk. So we're only going to do one commercial break today, and we're going to get that one out of the way right now so that we can get into the meat and bones of what we're talking. This is going to be a little bit of a shorter Chair Shot Radio for the two of us. And so, as I mentioned before, this is Hockey Talk brought to you by the Chair Shot Radio Network on thechairshot.com. And we have such a great loyal following of fans, people who listen to us day in and day out, and they frequently want to know how to best support thechairshot.com. Well, noble listener, the best way you can help us at thechairshot.com and the Chair Shot Radio Network is to head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up an official Chair Shot Radio t-shirt. Now, I actually have two in my possession now, as I have one of our favorite slogans, my unofficial official shirt of the Chair Shot Radio Network, and hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling. And then I've also purchased recently a lovely Bandwagon Nerds shirt for our other show that we do. And there are all kinds of other great shows you can pick from. There's shows that are no longer with us, such as, I'm forgetting it, A Winner Is You. There's our logos. There's the dogs who also approve. And I'm going to assume that Dave's company has arrived. Probably. That seems like the natural dog reaction. But anyway, take a look at our website. Take a look at all of the great options that you have there. Spend a few bucks. They're only $19.99 for your standard style. Or if you're feeling fancy, want something that feels good on your giblets, get yourself something in soft style for a few dollars more. Once again, that location, that website is prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. When Dave and I come back in a minute and 16 seconds, we're going to talk about the undefeated so far here as of Saturday, October 23rd in the NHL. You're listening to Chairshot Radio on the Chairshot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Oh, that's right. Here we go right into the ESPN hockey music. Oh, shit. I forgot to hit stop after playback. So that was the countdown for whatever. We'll not edit that in post-production because who cares? Right. And it's funny because I was just about to make a comment about, you know, you look at you do sound bites, right? You create these sound bites for your show and you don't really realize how long like 3 seconds is until you're trying to record a show and 3 seconds of silence hits and you're like, that's forever. And so, Dave, I really got to edit that soundbite so that when I do the chair shot segue into the ESPN hockey music from commercial, that it's a little more seamless, which, by the way, is why that was all messed up. I should have put everything at the end because that's an eternity.
It's a lot of dead air, man.
It was
dead air is a taboo thing for podcasters. So
I'm Andy Kaufman on Saturday Night Live playing nothing before Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
So good stuff. But hey, we're not here to talk about that. What we are here to talk about is the ridiculous number of surprising undefeateds that have to start the season. And I'm going to start with the one that let's start with the team that I and you and I both were like, this team sucks and has no chance at anything. The Buffalo Sabres, dude, they're 3-0.
Well, 3-0. They dropped one last night.
They were 3-1.
Yeah.
But they started the season 3-0.
Yeah.
What are they doing, man?
I don't know. I mean, I think part of it is you know, the Jack Eichel issues notwithstanding, they seem to have moved beyond that and are just playing good hockey, which is a, you know, I mean, Buffalo, when you look at what they did last year, remember that dreadful losing streak a year ago?
They were abysmal.
And they finally seem to have gotten it going. I mean, I know, and granted, get your salt shakers out, guys. This is very, very early in the season.
So early.
But still, that's a really good start for them. You know, they dropped one last night finally, but 3-1 to start the season for Buffalo. That's
you got to tell me that Sabre fans everywhere aren't turning cartwheels. And just looking at some of the stats, and Dave, to his credit, he shares the power rankings, the NHL power rankings with me. They're top 16 is what we're looking at. And the Buffalo Sabres checked in at number 14. 8 of their players have scored at least one goal in the first 4 games of the season, including Jeff Skinner, who didn't score until game 20 last year.
They're sitting at a +5 right now, goal differential. So that's big.
Yeah, that is really, really good stuff. And so, I guess, do we believe it? Or is it too early? Is it just hot side? I think that's the game we're going to play with all of these. Do we believe it? What say you?
They'll be improved this year. But I mean, right now that Atlantic division is a little upside down when you look at the standings and you say, what the hell is going on? I think they'll be improved. I don't, you know, you look at the team that's still undefeated in that division and Florida looks really,
yes,
really, well, really strong.
And sure, we can go right to them, even though they're like the team of no surprise, right? Like you said that they were going to be good. I agreed with you that they were going to be good. I just thought that this year might be Carolina's year, which oddly enough, number 2, and they've only at the point of this ranking, like they've only played 2 games, but both teams undefeated, Florida and Carolina.
Florida's 4-0. Carolina's 3-0. You know, I think Carolina's third in the Metro right now, just because they've played less games than some of the other teams.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, Carolina and Florida were teams you looked at the season started and say, yeah, they're going to be really, really good.
I mean, Spencer Knight as a rookie goalie, already up to 30 saves. 14 in a row to close a game in his season debut when they beat the Lightning, who Dave and I have, well, Dave has is going for a three-peat, and I was not so sure. You're starting to already feel doubts on that one.
Well, it's early. You know, Kucherov's got an injury. He's on injured reserve. He hurt himself in that game against the Caps. You know, Tampa's issues seem to be on, you know, they have been giving up a lot of goals, although they kind of have righted that ship a little bit lately. I mean,
for them to be, I said they beat the Capitals.
They did. But I mean, talking about, I don't know if we're going to talk about the Caps yet or not. I got my thoughts on them, but, you know, Tampa's going to come back. They're too good a team to be in seventh, you know, that sort of thing. You know, when you look at that division and you say, okay, Detroit is in third place right now. That's surprising. Bertuzzi's been on fire. I don't see the Red Wings being able to keep that going. Toronto's been struggling a bit. Boston's So I look at the Atlantic right now and I take a snapshot of it and say Buffalo in second. Yeah, that's not going to, maybe they can sneak in for a wild card. I think they'll be improved, but I would say right now it's still very early and I don't have, I'm not buying in on Buffalo yet.
That's fair. Well, what about the Minnesota Wild? They're three and oh as of the writing of this, and I haven't looked at scores today on Saturday, so that may be different. Though they're interesting, and I don't know that I buy them, but they won their first three games, even though, and I'm reading right off of the sheet here, they like to let the other team score first, but their power play has been very, very good.
Yeah, not the best of strategies to always come from behind, but
that's what I do.
Yeah, but Minnesota, they had a solid year last year, and I don't, I mean, I'm not that surprised to see them 3-0. The bigger surprise to me is your guys who have just been on fire.
We could talk about the Blues right now, because I'm pleasantly surprised. I officially love the pickup of Buchnevich, suspension notwithstanding, because here's the thing is the, what I talked about when looking at the Blues preseason is the physicality and the toughness that Craig Berube brings to a team. And so far that has been their MO. Buchnevich got suspended because he headbutted a dude in the middle of a scrum. It happens. It was like a blink and you miss it.
Yeah.
But I was like, that guy was pissed. And I was like, why is he pissed? Oh, he got him good. And that dirty, gritty, angry sort of play is key. And then the other thing, and I sent this to you, was Vladimir Tarasenko, who was a big concern for me because he asked for a trade. The Blues didn't give him his trade. And that made me worry, well, how's he going to play on this lot? Like, if I'm a disgruntled player and I don't want to be here and I'm, you know, we're going to play him, but we're not going to play him. I was really worried that he might be a locker room cancer. I was really worried that he wouldn't put forth the effort. And it wasn't just that he scored a goal, like, because he's going to score goals. That has always been his thing. It was what happened after he scored that goal when somebody got in his face and he bowed up right there with his teammates, and his teammates got his back. And so he may not be happy and he may want out of St. Louis because of the way that they wanted to treat his injuries versus the way he wanted to recover from his injuries. Cause that's really what the big hubbub was over with that. But he's showing that he's still going to be a team guy. And I think that actually makes him a better trade prospect for the Blues down the future. Cause you know, the Blues tried to trade him, but they weren't really getting the kind of returns that they felt that he was worth or that was worth it to him. And so they didn't trade him. But if you show, hey, I'm going to be a team guy on a team I don't really want to be on, I'm still going to go out there and play. That tells me that we've got something good going there, that there's a toughness. That team has gelled very, very quickly. Saad also has been a good addition. And then I told you this at the, you know, when they, I can't even remember who the win was over, but Kyrou, buy into Kyrou, please. I'm sold on him. He just buys stock now.
Yeah. The thing about Tarasenko, I mean, here's the thing about hockey players in general. The prima donna factor with hockey players is much lower than it is in, say, in the NBA. And I made the direct comparison to you between Tarasenko and the Ben Simmons situation going on in Philadelphia, yeah, which is all about being a prima donna. And you know, Tarasenko's not, and hockey players don't do that. Now, I don't know. Is Tarasenko an unrestricted free agent after this year? Or do you know?
I think so.
Because that puts St. Louis in a tough spot.
But if he's playing for a contract, you know, whatever.
Right. And if they're winning like they are now, and you get to the trade deadline and you're like thinking, gosh, we can't trade. If he's like their top scorer, you can't trade him away. At that point, you just got to say, look, we got to run with this thing as much as we can. We recognize that he's probably bolting in the offseason, but you know, you're not going to gut your team of your best player if he turns out to be that way. So it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. But the Blues look, you know, I mean, solid wins over good quality teams. I mean, you know,
absolutely, yeah.
And I did want to say something about the Central. You know, we talked about St. Louis and Minnesota. Colorado's off to a rough start, but when you really look at their schedule, it couldn't get much harder. You know, you go to play Washington, you go to play Florida, you're going to play Tampa Bay, you played St. Louis. That's a tough stretch for a team to go through. But in Colorado's, the thing about them is their goaltending. I know a lot of people were high on Kemper. I think that's the goalie that they, Grubauer ended up going to Seattle. He's a little bit iffy, I would say. You know, the Caps kind of really put a hurting on him the other night, but I think Colorado will bounce back. I really like the Blues in the Wild early. I know that's very early, but the Blues, you know, they've come out with an attitude.
I'm feeling much better about my hockey team right now. And just really, and it was the Vegas game too, because the Vegas game, they went down 1-0 and then came around and turned it on in the later periods and really got it going. That was really exciting. But before we get into your Caps, I want to talk about one more undefeated team. And that's because, as I mentioned on this podcast previously, if you're not watching Connor McDavid play hockey, you're missing the best player in hockey. He's already off to a hell of a hot start. He's already had a hat trick. He's at 10 hat tricks in his career already, and he's got a long career in front of him. But him and Leon Draisaitl, you can pronounce his name for me. Both of them, again, as of this power rankings, 8 points apiece alone.
Yeah, Edmonton,
they're 5-for-12 on the power play.
Yeah, Edmonton's 5-0, man. That's
They're ridiculous. They're killing people. Oh, there was one other team I wanted to talk about. I'm sorry, I forgot one, but. Jesus. I'm sorry, dogs. I'm sorry.
He's upset. I forgot them.
We'll talk about the Sharks in a minute. Okay, it'll be all right. He's just so good. It's poetry, man. Like, it's so good. Like, I can't speak highly enough about this guy's gonna easily win an MVP. I want to see him in the playoffs, and I want to see him deep in the playoffs. Yeah, and I'm saying that. Week 3 or week 2.
He's phenomenal. The Oilers, I knew they'd be good. I didn't really know that they'd come out on fire like this. But yeah, Edmonton looks dominant. I know you want to talk about the other undefeated team in the Pacific, a team that I completely just shat upon in our previews.
I just
completely summarily dismissed them. Another team I'm not necessarily buying in on. But yeah, I don't know how you would have gone into the season saying, yeah, the Sharks will be 4-0 after the first week and a half.
What in the world is going on? And they beat my favorite Canadian team, the Maple Leafs, to get that winning streak up to 4. And again, I know it's early, but suddenly things that start early start to become a trend. And if you come out well, I mean, they scored 5 goals. They beat them 5-3. They scored 3 goals in a period, you know, and that, by the way, that second period was quite fun to watch because there was a lot of goal scoring. There were 5 goals total, but it was intense. It was crazy. And they just keep winning. Like, well, at some point it's, you know, maybe you don't buy it, but at some point it starts to become a trend.
I mean, I don't necessarily buy it, but you know, there's that old saying that says you can't, you know, win everything in the first couple of weeks of the season, but you can pretty much eliminate yourself. An example, look at the San Francisco Giants in baseball, got off to that surprising start, never looked back. So it does create momentum. It does make the team feel better. A team that such low expectations like the Sharks, to get off to that kind of start where Edmonton's the only team better than them. It's got to be a good thing, at least a building block, that Pacific division, we talk about teams that were our favorites. I mean, I think you're one of the teams that I said was going to win the West, or I don't know if it was. Yeah, I think I said it'd be Tampa and Vegas. Yeah, Vegas is off to a rough start. You know, 1-3. I didn't see that coming. So, but I'm sure they'll right the ship. But, you know, that's a little surprise to see. You look at the standings right now and holy shit, Vegas is dead last. Even Seattle's ahead of them. And the Kraken, I know they're having their home opener today, finally. But yeah, Seattle's definitely not going to be Vegas from 2018. You can see that already that, okay, these guys are okay, but they're not anywhere near what the Knights were, which you've commented on previously that the draft was set up to kind of limit that a little bit.
Right. I am looking forward to seeing their, I'm thinking about recording their opener just to kind of see what they do. Cause you know, they're going to, you know, ESPN, cause ESPN's covering it West Coast time. So it's a 10 PM Eastern start time. We'll see if old man O'Dowd can stay up for it.
I want to
stay up at least for the opening ceremony stuff. Cause you know, they're going to show like the, whatever they do on the ice to bring out the team. They're going to show their national anthem. All that. I think that's going to be cool. I can't imagine that they won't do something exciting.
It's too bad the Red Wings fans throw octopus on the ice because that'd be perfect for the Kraken. But look,
it really would.
But I mean, but Seattle sure cool. is such a great sports town. You look at the fan base for the Seahawks, how they got behind the Mariners this year. Even the like, I'm hoping that the Kraken have a Seattle Sounders like atmosphere because that's the best crowd in the MLS. And if that translates over to the Kraken, they should have a really good home opener. They're playing, I think, Vancouver or something like that. And they got a good shot of beating the Canucks. The Canucks are all right so far. Better than last year, at least.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap up the show with David's annual discussion of his beloved Capitals. And off to a solid start. You took your first L this week, right? Yesterday? Or was it a tie? I don't remember.
Overtime loss.
So you got a point.
Yeah. Yeah, they're surprising me a little bit. Like the game against the Devils the other night, I have not seen the Caps forecheck like that since probably their cup run in 20. I mean, New Jersey's a young, fast team, and Washington gave them nothing. And I was watching it because I got ESPN Plus, you know, through the whole Disney bundle. And I think I'm getting the feed and it's the New Jersey announcers and you could hear their frustration. It's like, we can't get anything going. Every time they try and touch the puck, there's a Capital there to meet them. You know, that the fact that the Caps are unbeaten overtime and they skated with Tampa Bay the whole game, which is encouraging because, you know, you're talking the two-time defending champs, but you know, Ovi's off to a good start. Evgeny Kuznetsov is off to a tremendous start. If he gets back on track, they still don't have Nick Backstrom, who's probably their best overall, not their best overall player, but their best assist guy. Vitek Vanacek looks really solid in goal. They look like they've got the younger players are filling in. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to be competitive. I still think they're, you know, right where I thought they'd be. You know, OK, they're probably second or third best in the Metro right now. They're in first. The Rangers are surprising because ever since the Caps blew them out, they've been on fire. But you do have Carolina. You do have Pittsburgh. We don't know when Crosby's coming back. The Islanders off to their perennially slow start, which is one of our big favorites that we were looking at. But yeah, the Caps are fine. They're going to be good if they can stay healthy and get a few people back and they continue to play like they have. Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I'm happy for you, man. I think that playing tough and physical is the way to go with a lot of your teams, or with your team, just like it is with mine. And so hopefully they keep that momentum going and, you know, no major injuries, because that's the thing that's starting to bug a lot of teams now. You know, we got news that Sidney Crosby doesn't know when he's going to come back after his surgery. I'm just looking down the headline list, and it's all like injuries right now on the NHL main page. You've got Hughes out with a dislocated shoulder for the Devils. You've got Jones out four to six months for Anaheim. Now, I don't know how much we thought Anaheim was going to do, but or you know, was how they were going to be this year. But you know, losing a forward and he's got no points in two games. So is it really a huge loss for the Ducks? Maybe, maybe not. But 4 to 6 months with a torn pec. That's brutal. Max Jones. So a lot of significant losses out there. And that's the other big part of it is who stays healthy.
Yeah, so hopefully another injury. I'm just scrolling through Mark Stone. They're saying he won't need surgery for the Knights. That'd be a big loss, but his return date's unclear. So it's like you avoided surgery, but you know, with hockey, like you've mentioned it before, you get those unspecified lower body injuries. And, you know, hockey is the one sport where this like out indefinitely could mean so many different things. And so, with the Knights struggling, you know, losing one of their best scorers, one of their best overall players, right, that's not going to help. And
exactly.
I think at this point, I want to revise my prediction on the Chicago Blackhawks making the playoffs. That's not going to happen.
Yeah,
Marc-Andre Fleury. I don't know. I mean, they have given up 4 goals every game. And
so
there's
a term for Marc-Andre Fleury. It's called washed.
I don't know if he's washed, but he's certainly not.
Washed.
You think he's washed? I don't know if he really is. His heart's not into it. I mean, all that drama in the offseason hasn't translated over to there. And I know we talked about it off air. The poor Montreal Canadiens, man, the only team without a point. They're worse than I think either of us thought they'd be.
Right. I agree. I thought they'd be better than terrible, but you know, that's where we are. All right, Dave. Well, it's been a surprisingly 30 minutes. Good on us. I said this was going to be a short one. Well, I lied. As Eddie Guerrero said, I lied.
It's all right.
Anyway, that's going to do it for our Tuesday edition of Chair Shot Radio and NHL Hockey Talk. Dave, tell everybody where they can find you out there in the Twitterverse, the interwebs, and so on and so forth.
You can find me on Twitter at @AttitudeAgg. That is at @AttitudeAgg. And on Facebook.com/AttitudeOfAggression.
And you can follow me on the Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That is at @WrestlingRealist. That's going to do it for this Tuesday edition of Chair Shot Radio. Be sure to listen to all of the Chair Shot Radio broadcasts during the week. There's some really, really good stuff out there. And until next Tuesday, this is Patrick O'Dowd wishing you all, on behalf of myself and David Ungar, a happy week. And watch some NHL hockey every Tuesday and Wednesday, nationally televised. Good stuff. You've been listening to Chairshot Radio Tuesday on the Chairshot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.